Accessibility Advisory Group. Terms of reference. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of the Ministry of Disabled People, FICAHA. On the left is a QR code and underneath are the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 14th of October 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. End of producer's note. Accessibility Advisory Group. Terms of reference. Purpose. This document sets out the role of the Accessibility Advisory Group, AAG, its membership, how members are selected and paid, expected conduct, and how meetings will be run. Background. Ministry of Disabled People FICAHA is leading a program to improve accessibility in Aotearoa, New Zealand. This mahi fits with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, the Human Rights Act, 1993, and our strategic intentions. To ensure the program reflects what matters to disabled people, FICAHA is establishing the AAG to provide advice on which initiatives to prioritize and how to deliver them. It is expected the AAG will reflect the voices of Taranata FICAHA Māori and Te Reo Māori and will uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi. Work Program Approach. The Accessibility Work Program, AWP, will be delivered through a structured group of initiatives. While many valuable ideas will emerge, FICAHA must prioritize those with the greatest potential impact, given limited resources. The AAG will play a key advisory role in this process, including identifying ideas, assessing and prioritizing, planning and scoping, delivery readiness. This staged approach enables FICAHA to focus on a manageable number of high-impact initiatives, both short-term and long-term, at any given time. It also supports transparency and accountability, allowing the community to understand how decisions are made and how progress is tracked. Role of the AAG. The AAG will work collaboratively too. Provide practical, strategic and innovative advice based on lived experience and strong community connections. Focus on equity, particularly for Taranata FICAHA Māori and Te Reo Māori. Ensure advice reflects Te Tiriti principles of partnership, protection and participation. Embed values in the way the Rōpū works together, such as Mana Taurite, equity drives us, Mana Kaha, we strengthen and support, and Mana Tuuhura, we explore and learn. Share expertise and leadership. This Rōpū will uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Māori Crown Partnership, ensuring that the voices of Taranata FICAHA Māori and Te Reo Māori are central to shaping accessibility in Aotearoa, New Zealand. For the avoidance of doubt, the AAG is an advisory group and does not hold decision-making rights. All final decisions will be made by the Ministry. Thope, the AAG will collaborate on priorities and support key projects. Share knowledge to support strategic decisions. Connect with relevant groups and experts. Review and contribute to project plans. As appropriate, the Rōpū will support approaches grounded in Kaupapa Māori and Mātauranga Māori as pathways to improved accessibility outcomes. Membership. The Rōpū will include up to 10 members from the disability community, representing a range of disabled people, Taranata FICAHA Māori, Te Reo Māori Pacific peoples, neurodivergent individuals, the deaf community, family, whānau. A diversity of cultures, regions, disabilities, ages, genders and identities. Members must understand and support Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Māori Crown relationships. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. Members will be selected through an Expression of Interest, EOI, process overseen by a selection panel. Selection process. Expressions of Interest, EOI, will be invited through a public call-out. Applications will be reviewed by a selection panel. This panel may include representatives of key disability community organizations. It will include Taranata FICAHA Māori representation and be chaired by FICAHA. Applications will be assessed against agreed criteria, with a strong focus on diversity and expertise in accessibility. Capacity and length of terms. Most members will be appointed in an individual capacity. However, up to 2 positions may be filled by organizational representatives where this supports equitable participation. Terms will be staggered. In the first year, 5 members will be appointed for 1 year, and 5 members for 2 years. There will be an annual EOI process for future appointments, with 5 new members appointed each year. Member roles. Members of the Accessibility Advisory Group will select a co-chair from among themselves to work in partnership with the designated FICAHA co-chair. Contribute their expertise and lived experience to support the group's advisory function. Participate in discussions and decision-making processes related to the accessibility work program. Support collaborative engagement and ensure diverse perspectives are considered. Select 2 members to participate in the FICAHA Accessibility Work Program steering group meetings as required. Where required, additional subject matter experts may be invited to contribute to specific projects or discussions. Meeting arrangements. Hui will begin and close with Karakia and provide time for relationship building and whakawhanaungatanga. Waiata may be included where appropriate. The Accessibility Advisory Group will meet 4 to 6 times each financial year. Most meetings will be held online to support accessibility and flexibility, with the possibility of 1 in-person meeting in Wellington each year. Each meeting will run for up to 4 hours. Members will also be paid for up to 2 hours of preparation or follow-up work per meeting. This recognizes the time needed to read materials, reflect, and contribute meaningfully. Meeting times, breaks, and accessibility needs, including reasonable accommodations, will be discussed with members to ensure sessions are inclusive, manageable, and respectful. Remuneration. Members will be paid for their time in line with the Cabinet Fees Framework. General members will receive $61 per hour. The co-chair will receive $77 per hour. This includes time spent in meetings and any agreed preparation or follow-up work of up to 2 hours per AAG meeting. FICAHA will also cover reasonable costs related to accessibility and participation. This may include travel, NZSL interpretation, assistive technology, or other accommodations needed to support equitable engagement. Support provided by FICAHA. FICAHA will provide practical support to help the AAG to operate effectively, including facilitating tikanga practices such as karakia, waiata and whakawhanaungatanga and providing cultural safety guidance for hui. Organizing meetings, including scheduling, sending invitations, and preparing agendas. Taking notes during meetings, recording actions, and following up on tasks. Providing help with technology, such as setting up online meetings or troubleshooting access issues. Processing payments and reimbursements for members. Arranging accessibility support such as interpreters, captions, note-taking, meeting assistance and other reasonable accommodations. Conduct. Members are expected to be respectful, inclusive, impartial, and trustworthy, upholding values such as mana tauritea, equity drives us, mana kaha, we strengthen in support, and mana tuuhura, we explore and learn, in their engagement. Members are expected to bring their own expertise, rather than to be representatives of particular organizations. However, up to 2 positions may be filled by organizational representatives where this supports equitable participation. Confidentiality and conflicts. Members must comply with the Privacy Act 2020 and Official Information Act 1982. Relevant documents such as appointment letter, confidentiality and conflict of interest documents will be provided. Closure. FICAHA may conclude the AAG if operational needs change. Review. The terms of reference will be reviewed annually or earlier if agreed by FICAHA and the AAG. Reviews will consider whether the RORPU is fulfilling its intended purpose. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 14th of October 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.